to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We're with you today. It is Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2006. We have Aaron Russo on with us today. And I want you folks to keep something in mind. You know, what is the one thing out there that is valuable to everybody? That's their health. And I want people to understand that that Aaron Russo, this is his third bout with cancer. We're connecting with him in Germany. He's receiving treatment over there. We'll find out exactly how he's doing with that in a few minutes. But this man is doing something that could literally shake the pillars of our globalist buddies out there with his new film, America, Freedom to Fascism. And I just want you to think about this. I mean, people, you know, we all get down, you know, with all the bad stuff that's going on. You know, I do it. You do it. Everybody does it. Nobody is a rock. We all have our little chinks. But imagine this guy doing all this stuff and knowing that he's got these problems, but he still does it anyhow. That shows commitment and true passion. And I think we can all use a little bit more of that. On any given day, I'm sure that you will agree on that. Into the second hour, I'm going to try to put this Israel, Palestinian, Lebanese thing into perspective. I'm going to try to get my little mind wrapped around this and put it in a cognitive way so people can understand. This is going to keep escalating, ladies and gentlemen, in the Middle East. There's a lot of words being thrown around. There's a lot of interest right now that are being served. There's a lot of interest yet to be served. We got a bunch of chicken hawks out there, man, that are looking to line their pockets over the blood in the sand that is being spilled and has been spilled and will continue to be spilled in the Middle East. So in the second hour, we're going to try to put this into some sort of perspective. So bear with us. But coming up here is Aaron Russo in just a couple of minutes. And he's been around a while. This guy has had an interesting life. Most people, if they had half the life that this guy's lived, I'm sure that they would be grateful. But he's not done with it yet. Some of his best stuff is yet to come. So we will get into all of that stuff with I consider this, even though that I've never met Aaron face-to-face, we have had several phone conversations. I've interviewed him several times. And you kind of get a feel for somebody, especially in a program like this. I mean, you have some talk show hosts who get up there, wham, bam, and they sound good, but it's just as cold and as flat. But it doesn't, the audience doesn't know that because it still sounds pretty slick and is packaged pretty well. Well, I've got a greater feeling for this guy because I recognize people with passion that see something wrong. And they want to get in there and fix it. They don't want to sit around on the sidelines and wait for somebody else to do it. They're in there, they've rolled up their sleeves, and they're working small miracles. We'll be right back with my guest this afternoon, Aaron Russo.
Mm-hmm. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are here with Aaron Russo, direct from Germany. Aaron, can you hear us?
Hey, John, nice to hear you, buddy. Very well. I hear you really well, and I'm happy to be on the show with you, and thank you for those nice things you said about me.
Well, and it's the truth, Aaron. A lot of people know me, and they know I don't embellish. I say it the way it is. How are you doing over there?
I'm actually doing really fantastic. You know, it's real interesting. I've had the same cancer three times, and the first two times, actually, you really want to hear the story of
the
cancer?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. I had bladder cancer 3 years ago, and I had a surgeon in the States do a resection where he cut out part of my bladder and took out the cancer. And it was all done with surgery. And I was told that it was all finished and done. 2 years later, another tumor was discovered there, and it was actually in my lower stomach now, my lower abdomen. And we found out that what happened when he took out the first tumor, some of the cells dropped off as my stomach was open, and some of the cells fell into my lower abdomen. And so another cancer formed, the same cancer from my bladder, but now it was outside the bladder.
It just migrated.
Yeah, well, it didn't migrate. Actually, you know, it's like when you shake a tree, the leaves fall down.
Right.
When you cut out a cancer, some microscopic cells fall out. And so the cells fell into my lower abdomen, and another tumor formed. And that was, that took about 2 years. And so I had a second surgery, take it out. And, I did the second surgery and I thought that the cancer was over. And, it wasn't. A year later, I found out that I had cancer again. The same cancer came back again. And so, this time, I went to see some more surgeons, and they told me that I was a dead man. I was hopeless, and, I should go, get my papers in order, you know? And I had to go to Cannes for the movie. So I went to Cannes for the movie, and, I was actually urinating blood, and I wasn't feeling very well. I was very pale. I wasn't doing well. But the movie's very important to me, and, before I left for the movie, I spoke to some friends I knew, and they told me about this place in Germany. And so when I went to Cannes, after the festival, which was very successful for us, I then flew over to Germany from Cannes, France, and met the people here. And as soon as I started talking to them, I knew this is the place where I wanted to have my work done. And I came back here, and what they do here is... a combination, it's integrated medicine. They use a lot of holistic medicine, alternative medicine, and they use some conventional medicine. But they do it differently. In America, when you do chemotherapy, it's done systemically. You know, they put it right into your veins, it goes throughout your body, and you get very sick and nauseous, and people lose their hair, and you know, it kills your cells.
Yeah,
and,
if I had cancer of the earlobes, that might be a good thing. But, you know, they bombard your entire body. And I've seen, Aaron, I know what you what you speak. I've seen people in chemo. I mean, my God, they look like death warmed over.
Yeah, exactly. It's horrible.
Oh, it is. It really is.
It's horrible. So here, they do it a little bit differently. The first thing they do is they take your blood and they send it out to Greece. And they do a blood test and they find out what works against your cancer, you know, because there's in America they have a protocol. If you have bladder cancer, you do this. If you have ovarian cancer, you do this, and you're very limited. Whereas here, they send your blood out and they see what works against your cancer. Like you know, my cancer, like vitamin C works very well against my cancer. There are a lot of glutathione works well against my cancer. There are no, it may not work for everybody's cancer, but it works well for mine. It's very individualized, and they find out what kind of chemo works well for your cancer because there's many kinds of chemo. And so what they did, they ran those tests, and they came back with a whole list of things that are effective against the kind of tumor that I had. And after they did that, they then sent me in, which is really interesting, to a hospital in Frankfurt, where the doctor there, Vogel his name is, he actually gives you chemo, but it's localized. It doesn't go into your body systemically. He goes in through your groin, into the artery, and he takes some chemo and puts it right on top of the tumor. So it's targeted right onto your tumor, as opposed to going through your body. And then he cuts off the artery, and it sits there and starts killing the tumor. And you don't get sick. There's no side effects from it. It's not systemic through your body. And I did that a couple of times, never had any side effects at all. And then when they felt the tumor was encapsulated by the chemo, they sent me to a surgeon in another hospital. And the surgeon went into an operation and took out four tumors. And now I'm cancer-free. And the pathology report shows no cancer in my bladder or anywhere else in my body. The PET scan shows no cancers anywhere. And now the next thing they're doing, which is really fascinating, is they're actually taking the tumor and the blood from my body and making a vaccination. And they're going to vaccinate me, so this cancer can't come back.
So they're going to kind of distill the stuff down, re-inject you with it. Your body's going to build up antibodies to specifically
exactly.
Go after that cancer.
Exactly.
That's pretty fascinating.
And they don't do that in the States.
No, I've never heard of it being done.
I mean, if that was done the first time I had the cancer, I never would have come back the second time. And so I'm getting a vaccination. You know, so that this cancer never comes back. But there's a third part to this cancer thing. First you have your tumors, then you want to make sure it doesn't come back. But then the third part of the problem I face is there any malignant cells in my bloodstream? You see?
Right.
And that's the third part that no one knows the answer to that yet. So we're going to have a blood test this week, and what they're starting to do is they're starting to clean my blood. They're putting certain things into my bloodstream. And so if there are any malignant cells, that they're going to kill them. And so if I get rid of any malignant cells in my body, then I'll be cancer free. And from being in a situation where I was told to go home and make my will, the chances of my dying now are very remote, very slim. I feel fantastic. I'm getting ready to come back to the States for my movie opening next week. And I feel strong and healthy. And I know I'm going to be okay now. And they don't have the protocols here that you have to have in the States. Yeah, it's much more individualized. And, you know, I might make a movie about this and the FDA and the way the health industry works in America.
Oh, I can just about see it, because you were really knocking. I mean, Dr. Death standing there staring you in the face.
Oh, yeah. If you've seen, I mean, I got to tell you, if you've seen some of the people in this clinic, how they come in here, you know, and the condition they're in and how they're kept alive. And how they're so happy they're here, and how they talk about what a pleasure it is to be here instead of in America, getting their health education here, their medicine here. I mean, I've met people here, I can't tell you how many, I can't count how many, who said they were all told they were going to die in America, and they come here, and they're healthy, they're living years and years, they come back every year, you know, and they have wonderful lives. And you're treated like a person here. Not like a machine, not like a number. And the whole sensibility here is so different from in the States. You know, and I'm very grateful to God for letting me find this place.
Well,
for saving my life.
You and a few other people. I think you got some Aaron Russo fans out there that want to see you stick around for a while. You know, I was looking at your website, freedomtofascism.com. If you were sick and you took that picture with Nick Nolte, with cancer, you look 10 times better than Nick did. So,
I love him. Nick's a very funny guy. He's a sweet man. He really is. You know, he's a little spacey, but he's a great guy. He has a heart of gold.
Yeah.
He means well. Yeah, I had a pretty severe case of cancer when I took that picture.
Yeah.
I actually have pictures, photographs, of the cancer they took out of me.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I was actually thinking about putting it on the website. You know, I just thought it was too disgusting. And I actually, when I see it, it reminds me of like having Godzilla in my stomach, you know? It's like this creature's in there growing in you. And it's amazing where it comes from, because you have no understanding of it, you know?
Well, and it's still the most terrifying word in the English language. We don't even use the term cancer. We use the polite C word for that.
The C word, right.
The C word, yes.
You know, I use the word cancer. The truth is, I've never been scared about it. I don't know why. You know, I just don't, you know, I so believe in God and so believe in, you know, that we have a reason for being here. And we have battles to fight, and you become better for your battles. And, you know, it's like your skin gets stronger when there's a scar on it. And I sort of feel that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And there's many battles going on, you know, I've had in my life with the cancer, obviously, a number of times, the government, you know, the yeah. police state, the fascism that's come to America.
Yeah, the other
way the way our country is going.
Yeah, the other form of cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it is cancer. I mean, the bankers in America are the cancer. You know, they're metastasizing all around the world.
You know,
they're spreading and metastasizing all over the world.
Aaron,
taking over.
Aaron, you've been out of country here for a while. The other day, I was watching. I think it was CNBC, and they have their glitzy Wall Street boys up there, and they have the people on set as the experts. And one guy actually said, "What do you think the best investment is right now?" He thought for a minute and he said, "Well, put it in cash. The banks are paying you 5.75%. I about fell off my chair. Hey, hang on. We'll be back on the other side to talk more with Aaron Russo I want to get into the film, where we're at with this, the donations, all of that. We'll talk with Aaron right after this. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Todd David Schwartz from CBS, he saw this film, Freedom to Fascism. He said, well, it's a 4-star. He said, the scariest damn film you'll ever see this year. It will leave you staggering out of the theater, slack-jawed and trembling. Makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. After watching this movie, your comfy, secure notions about America and what it means to be an American will be forever shattered. Producer-director Aaron Russo and the folks at Cinema Libre Studio deserve to be heralded as heroes of a postmodern new American revolution. This is shocking stuff. You'll be angry. You'll be disgusted. But you may actually break out in a cold sweat and feel a sickness deep in your gut.
I would advise
movie theater managers to hand out vomit bags.
Call them on the phone.
You may end up needing one. Aaron, we're back.
Hi.
Ah, there we are. At any rate, I was just reading Todd David Schwartz's critique on this film. And how are you doing with the donations? What was that money to be used for? How much more do you need?
Well, we've raised about $375,000 so far.
Okay.
And we need about $500. I bought a lot of newspaper ads yesterday. I'm buying television ads today. And we need money to, you know, we're opening up in New York, Chicago, Kansas City, Austin, Texas, and Tampa, Florida. And, you know, to buy television newspapers is very expensive.
Yes,
and,
it is.
you know, the success of this film will, to a great degree, have an impact on how this country runs in the future. Because if this film is seen across the country by crowds like Fahrenheit 9/11 was, we can change the whole discourse of this country and what's talked about in this country and wake people up to what's really happening here. This film is critically important. I mean, I spent 2 years of my life making this movie because I felt that people had to know what the truth is and where this country's really heading. And it goes, we go into the income tax, the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, and, you know, the immigration, what's really happening to this country. And people don't understand where it comes from. And this picture has had a remarkable effect. When you see somebody from CBS writing those kind of reviews, you know, mainstream media writing, and we're getting other reviews like that, it's having an effect on people who have not been understanding what the truth was.
Mm-hmm.
And
how it affects it. See, here's the problem. Aaron, there's been a disconnect here. Somebody might hear some news that you feel in your heart of hearts that this should be earth-shattering to them, it could be life-changing, and you don't see the response coming back out of that person that you would expect because they don't know exactly what you're talking about and how it affects them in their daily lives.
Yes, that's correct.
We have lost, since the invention here, the private banking system, if I can use that term here in America, since 1913, they've managed in less than 100 years to drive the value of the dollar down 97%.
Yeah, I agree with, I mean, what you're saying is true, but the movie lays it out. So even the difficulty in making the movie was getting it to the point where people who know nothing understand what's happening. And we've been very successful at that. I mean, most people, you know, they know a little bit here, they know a little bit there. A lot of people have a sense there's something wrong in the country. They can't quite put their finger on it. They don't know where it's coming from. Doesn't matter who's in office, George Bush or John Kerry or Bill Clinton. The same things seem to be happening. How come? You know, why is the country on this inexorable path towards a one-world government? Why are we becoming a police state? Why have we become so fascist? Where's this all this coming from? And the movie explains it in a way that people understand, that puts all the pieces together for them. And it's had an amazing effect. And, you know, in the movie, I say at the end that there's a call to action at the end of the movie, and I say, stop being good Democrats. Stop being good Republicans. And start being good Americans.
Yeah.
And that really has a significant impact on people because they get it because we've been polarized into red states and blue states.
Oh, boy. It's,
you know, liberal and conservative. It's all a bunch of nonsense.
It is the greatest distraction because they can keep us clawing each other's eyes out over little political questions. In total, it doesn't mean anything while the rug's being pulled out from under you financially, economically. I mean, I don't have to tell the listeners of this program what state this country is in right now. They already know.
You remember The Wizard of Oz when they opened up the green curtain?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy was behind there working the tools, so he made everything happen when the green curtain opened up?
Yeah.
And this movie opens the curtain so people understand who's really in charge.
But you know the fascinating thing about that? You know the only one there that had any common sense out of the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, and Dorothy was the damn dog, Aaron. He's the one that ripped the curtain back on the great Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So that you're right. That's exactly what needs to be taken out of these people's faces is all the flash and all everything else. It needs to be exposed for exactly what it is and in terms that they can understand it. And I have yet to see your film when it hits Austin here on the 28th. And that's going to be, I do believe, I'll have to pull up the schedule, but I think it's going to be at the AMC Theater down here in Austin.
And that's another big plus, by the way, that we got into the theater chains.
Yeah.
You got to understand that. That's an amazing event for us. AMC loves this movie. And we're in AMC in New York and Austin and Tampa. You know, if this movie, I mean, I hope the people of Austin and Texas turn out huge that weekend that it opens. Because the bigger that movie is, the faster it's going to spread around this country. And
now,
when
we get back, I want to take some calls here, but I want to understand exactly how that works in the movie industry.
Sure, and whatever you want to know.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. All right, we'll take the break here with Aaron Russo, alive, chipper, and happy in Germany right now. Soon coming back to the States for his opening of the film, Freedom to Fascism, folks. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo.
Go You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Aaron, you're doing a donation drive, and this is to get the movie into theaters. What happens? How does this whole process work? I've never understood this.
Well, it's not to get the movie into theaters. I can get into theaters. It's to get people into the theaters. I can get the movie into the theaters, but we have to get people into the theaters. And to get people into the theaters, you have to buy television and radio advertising. I mean, you know, we know there are many people listening to this show who know what's happening in America and who have an interest in it, but what we want to do is reach out to the people who don't know what's happening. You know, the untold masses out there.
Right.
And to awaken the masses to the truth. That's what's really important here. We don't have to speak to the choir. I mean, the choir goes to this movie and loves the movie, and they love it because they see something that reflects their knowledge, and someone's finally put it together for them, and they know it can work. And so what I'm asking the people to do who understand what's happening in America and who want to save this country from where we're headed, you know, to help donate to the movie so that I can buy more television time so we can bring in the masses who don't understand what's happening. And let the movie teach them what's happening. You see, I made the movie. I financed the movie. I spent 2 years of my life making the movie. I mean, every day. And none of the big studios would touch the movie, which was understandable, and I didn't expect them to. So I had to go with a small distributor. And a small distributor doesn't have the money for prints and advertising that it takes to make it work. So what we did was, but they were able to work together, we were able to get the movie into theaters, because the theater owners saw the movie and they saw the fantastic traffic we're getting on the website and how many views we're getting and the way the word is spreading just through word of mouth throughout the country. And so they took the movie into the theaters. But now, to spread the word to the rest of the people, I made television ads, and the television ads have to be seen on television. And that takes money. And you have to see the newspaper ads. So what I've done is I've asked people to raise, you know, if we could raise $500,000 to get the movie open properly. And so far we've raised around $375,000. You know, yesterday I spent $90,000 alone just buying newspaper ads. And, you know, I got to spend another fortune on television ads, and I'm doing that today and tomorrow. And we had to go to Cannes, and we had to do, I mean, this all takes money. And, you know, I just hope that the people who really want to make a change in this country recognize the tool that they have here in this film and donate to it, so that we can help fight back what's going on here.
I have a thought here. We're talking about exposure and advertising.
Yes.
Do you have any 60-second radio ads made up yet?
I have 30-second ads made up.
Okay. Get me over the ads, and I'll run them on this network.
Fantastic.
All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's the best way to handle that? Should I have Danny call you or email you or what?
I can tell you exactly what to do. If you want to do it over the air, I can tell you what to do.
Sure.
Just get a hold of Beth at Cinema Libre.
Okay.
Or Mary at Cinema Libre, either one.
Okay.
And the phone number is 818-349-8822, and ask them to get you a copy of the 30-second radio spot, which is actually being finished today. And they can get that from Gabe, my editor.
Okay, great. And that's done. If that ad is done, as soon as they can get it over to me, it's on the network.
They should be able to download it to you just through the internet,
yep.
I would think.
We can do that. And consider that done. It'll be up and running this week.
Fantastic.
All right.
Now, that's a great thing. But the people listening, you know, if you want to help, I mean, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, folks. You know, if you understand what's happening to America and you want to change it, because I personally can't stand what's happening here. I mean, I know we're heading into a complete totalitarian slave country, world. And to stop it, I made this movie. Because people don't read so much anymore, but they watch movies. And I try to be like what Thomas Paine did when he wrote those common sense pamphlets back in the revolutionary times. And I want to make movies that explain what's happening to the people of America. But if you want to help, you know, and you want to see this country change, you know, we have an amazing tool here. Do me a favor. Go on my website, freedomtofascism.com, and go to hit the donate button. And do it through PayPal, because there's no more time for checks. The movie's opening next week. I got to start buying ads now. If you make a donation through PayPal through a credit card, I'll have the money immediately. And if you would do that, it'll go such a long way to helping what this country needs, to really educating the masses of people out there. I mean, when you go to the movie and you see standing ovations from Democrats and Republicans, you know, all standing together and cheering for the film and not arguing with each other anymore, and you recognize that we can be brought together as a people, as Americans, with the right that we can all be free and individual and have our own way of thinking without picking on each other. We don't have to fight with each other anymore.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's really what it's about.
And
America is a country of individual freedom. It wasn't made for the institutions.
That's right.
And America's become about the institutions. And they rule us, and they tell us what we have to do, and that's what fascism is. Fascism, as Mussolini said, is big government and big corporations working together to suppress the people.
Well,
and that's what we have in America, and I want to stop this fascist nation.
Aaron, I know for a fact I've got a lot of millionaires that listen to this program. So you folks out there listening to Aaron Russo today with that plea to have some money here so he can do the proper advertising so he can help wake up America. He's already done all the legwork. He's completed the film. It's ready to roll. It's ready to be released, but it's got to be released to a wider audience. Everybody in this country needs to see this thing. And you're right, Aaron, Because once people wake up to what this Federal Reserve system has done, debauched our currency, debauched our businesses, I'm sure the businessmen that watch this movie are going to scratch their head and go, you know what? I'd be doing a heck of a lot more business. I wouldn't have to be competing with people overseas using slave labor markets if we had honest backed currency in this country.
I mean, why should people be paying the Federal Reserve interest on money that they create out of thin air when the government can make it with interest free?
That's what Kennedy did, and that's why they killed him. Hey, let's go.
I mean, if you have millionaires, listen, if there are any millionaires listening to this show, guys, you know, do us all a favor. You know, send in $5,000 or $10,000. So what? It's not going to change your life, you know, but it might make a difference in everybody else's life in this country. Please send in, go to PayPal, make some donations. You know, we need another $150,000 now to do this thing properly. And if you do that, it'll make an enormous difference in this country. I promise you.
That's,
you know, isn't it going to make your life better? Aren't you going to have a better conscience knowing you're doing something?
Aaron,
come on, we can't all sit back and complain. We've got to take some action.
Aaron, we're of kin here. We're of kinship here because you want the same thing. I love this country very much. I want to see it continue. The way it's going right now, it's not going to last too much longer. You and I are kindred spirits here. And everybody that listens to this network, they've always asked the question, well, geez, what can I do? I don't have that much talent or this or that. And the other. Okay, great. If you're rich or whatever, fine. Cough up some bucks. I guarantee you. Your hearse does not have a luggage rack on it. You don't get to take it with you. And why leave it to your sleazy brother-in-law you never liked anyhow?
Do you really care that much about Federal Reserve notes anyway?
Oh, man.
Come on, guys.
I laugh every time I look at them. I'm going, what is this?
Exactly. Come on. You know, come on.
Yeah.
This is the time. We're here. We've got the best tool we've ever had to stop them. And not only do we make the movie, we're in theaters. We're in one of the biggest chains in the country. And people love the movie. We got everything going. It's not like I made the movie and people don't like it so much. And you know, people are giving it standing ovations. It got a standing ovation in Europe. It's getting standing ovations everywhere. We just have to spread it. We need the tools to spread this movie.
Hey, here it is, Aaron. We got to go to the calls because they've been waiting patiently.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll steal a line out of the Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Oh.
Well, you've built it. Let's get it out there. Let's get it in the theaters. Let's start making a dramatic change. I don't care what the rest of the world is doing right now. I know what's happening in our own backyard, and if we don't stop it right now, we're gone. Yeah, stick a fork in us.
And I just want to say one more thing. Remember, next Friday night, the movie opens in Austin, Texas, in Kansas City. It opens up in Tampa, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, and New York City. So you have five major cities that's opening in a week from this Friday, in 10 days. The movie is opening, and we want huge crowds there. So show up to the movie, tell everybody to go to the movie. We want lines, because we have crowds, and we have big box office. This is going to hit the newspapers all across the country. It's going to be on television everywhere.
Yes,
and people are turning out in mass to see a movie about America turning into a fascist nation.
Let's go to the phones. We can't keep them holding any longer here.
Sure.
Jim in Texas, you're up first with Aaron.
Hey. Hey, John. Thanks for having our brother. John.
Yes.
Thanks for having our brother on the air to talk to us again. I got to meet him when he was in Austin for his excellent film premiere. And great guy, friendly, smiling all the time. I really saddened to hear that he has the big C. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people praying for him, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
You know it? And, I went ahead and got to a brief conversation with him after the film in Austin, and I mentioned to him that I was running for Gov because the very reason that y'all just mentioned, time is short. You know, the emergency is one of really urgency, and we got to do something now, whether it's that stroke of genius like you referred to the Loose Change film or our brother's film on the Federal Reserve. By the way, a good cover on the New American with Aaron Russo, too. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, excellent. Last month's issue. Had
yeah, they were them. Very kind. They gave me the cover on the New American. It was very kind of them.
Yes. Yes, he was the feature article on the front page, and they did him a good write-up. But I just wanted to congratulate Aaron on his excellent film. John, excellent show. We got to keep this fight up, and you guys are doing it. I'm jumping in with both feet myself. I don't have a donation or a contribution. Just matter of fact, I have on my own little effort, but we'll win if we keep fighting them.
If everybody pitches in.
Where do you live in Texas?
Austin, Texas, Aaron.
Oh, you live in Austin. Well, make sure you get the crowds out there next Friday night. I understand that tickets in Austin are on sale already because there was such a big demand. They put them on sale ahead of time.
I'll be there even if I have to stand outside. If it's sold out, I'll stand outside and just look at the marquee.
By the way,
you bring lots of people with you. We want big crowds.
Yeah. By the way, I need to put out where the AMC Barton Creek Square 14 Theater is. It's at 2901 Capital Texas Highway right here in Austin. And
you can purchase
the new movie tickets at www.movietickets.com. All the places that this is showing, you can get your tickets ahead of time by going to moviephone.com or movietickets.com. And if you need more information, go to the website americafreedomtofascism.com. Or I should say freedomtofascism.com. Let me correct myself.
Right.
John,
all right.
Got a friend up here in Liberty Hill named Scott Russo, and he has a son named Aaron.
Really?
Is that right?
Yes. Exactly right. And, of course, I used that to segue into the the film by Aaron Russo that he should come and see, and he's going to be there.
Well, good. All right. And I'll add to people out there in the Tampa area, down in Florida, Austin, Kansas City, Chicago, New York. Thanks for your call, Jim. I appreciate it. If you've got your email list, put that on your email list. Go to freedomtofascism.com. Folks, we're our own best advertisers. All we need to do is open up our lips. Jim, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Eric in California. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
John, Aaron.
Hello, Eric.
Good to have you back on the air. And Aaron, good to hear you on the air. And
thank
I'm glad
you.
This is all coming together. Real quick, I think John called you a dog for pulling back the curtain on just like the dog in the Wizard of Oz, because that's pretty much what you've done with the movie. I've seen the movie, and I would pay time and time again to go see it myself when it comes out, and I will. I'm going to bring my girlfriend to go see it and try to get as many other people out there, because it rocks. And I think one thing that it points out is that the truth in the old adage that money is the root of all evil, especially with the way things that are set up right now. And one thing you touched on, too, is the issue of public trust versus, you know, privatization, where they're trying to basically take everything private to where we have no control over our voting, over Congress, over the executive branch, over the judiciary, over our government. But one thing that's very scary is that they're moving towards, which goes into New World Order stuff, one world government, et cetera, or these regional, quote-unquote, free markets, is to dissolve the United States from within.
That's right.
Well, and it's very scary, because and one of the main reasons they're trying to do that is that if there is no more United States in name, just like the former USSR or the former Tsarist Russia or the former German Republic, then anything from the Treasury, from the state treasury, is up for grabs for whoever turns off the lights on the country, on the nation state. And the international bankers, they see the world as, quote unquote, their oyster, and it's not. And I think your movie does a great service, not only to your own views, but the views of so many other people, and that getting this thing out, I know you've fought many a battle getting it to this point, but the one thing that I ask not just of you, but of any and all the listeners and people, like even what John's doing to help you get this out and advertise it and stuff and get it heard, is it needs to stay in the mind's eye of the populace for as long as possible for maximum effect. And you're seeing a ton of other movies like Who Killed the Electric Car and a bunch of other quote-unquote documentaries coming out
right. That
have kind of laid the way for you coming in and really being the flip side for a huge change here in the United States, if not the world.
You know, if Al Gore can make a movie about the truth about global warming, which is it's about 10% truth and about 90% lies, you know, I'm sure that once people see this, and it's provable, documentable, it's been there for 100 years, and it's affected each and every one of us, I don't think it's going to take a great leap of faith to get people's little brain cells talking to each other.
No. When people see the movie, they don't stop thinking about it because it affects it alters the way they think. It makes them realize, oh, my God, I've been in a dream world. It's not the way I thought it was. And this stays with people for days. I mean, I've gotten calls from people saying, hey, you know, I've not stopped thinking about this movie since I've seen it. I can't believe it. But I've been so stupid. And I recognize what's happening now. And the whole point, what we've got to do is just get people into the theaters and people talking to each other and get the word of mouth out. So if you can make a donation, go to PayPal on the website. If you can't make a donation, go to the movies. Tell people to be at the theater. Have mobs, crowds out there. Let the press and the media see how much people want this, how people want to know the truth.
I have another suggestion here, Aaron, and thanks for your call, Eric. I appreciate it. You can go to Aaron's website, freedomtofascism.com, and under the section of where the movies are playing, there are downloads for the flyers, and it has each individual theater in what city. It has all the information as to what theater, the address, even the phone number, where to get tickets. You retirees out there, you got a few bucks in your pocket? Go to your local printer. Don't print it out on a piece of paper and then take it in there and have them print it. Just go to your printer, tell them to go up to freedomfascism.com, download that flyer for your particular city, and make a couple of thousand of these things, and start spreading them around. I'd much rather see this on my windshield when I went to Wally World or the grocery store than I would for some carpet cleaning service, okay? It's
right.
Much, much more important than that. So there's a lot of things that people can be doing about this to spread that word, because I think, Aaron, I've got this sneaking suspicion that once this thing starts, it's like how does a forest burn down? It starts with a little spark. It starts
right.
with a little fire. I want this to burn the entire forest down. We need to start anew on this deal. So
I'm with you on that one.
There's all sorts of things. You creative people out there have always been asking me over the years, what can I do to help? I don't have a whole lot of money. Okay, go spend 40, 50 bucks. Go have flyers printed up and go pass the things around. You take an afternoon. Is that too much to ask? Of course it's not. Let's go back to the phones. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
John?
Yes, sir.
Mr. John?
Yes.
I could do this. If Mr. Russo wants me to, I don't have no movie theaters where we live at in five or six parishes, but I got a guy who's got a limousine service and a bus service. If I had some posters, he'll let me put them on side that bus. He travels all over Louisiana, uh-huh. Texas, and everything else. I'll do that. If Mr. Russo wants to send me some kind of flyer, I'll go door to door and deliver them. And another thing is, I got access to every video store here. I'll put up a poster in every video store and make sure it stays up. And we don't have no theaters here. But if I had something to work with, I could send them to Baton Rouge. Or I got a 36-inch television. I'll charge him and send him the money. Whatever I can do to help him, he can trust me. I'm not going to mess him around.
No,
I'll make copies.
What advice do you have for him here, Aaron?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, are you on the internet? Do you have internet?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm not.
I have
a computer that Mr. James sent me. I make copies of all tapes and VDs. I gave over 7,000 away in the last 7 years.
Right.
But I'll do anything I can for you.
And oh, you're so
nothing.
Sweet.
I don't want anything. I just want a chance to get people to know your movies. I got people here who's never been in a movie in 20 years, and it's a God Almighty's truth.
Everybody, Aaron, everybody wants to make an impact, but the major... We just had a meeting here at the network, a structural meeting, and we were discussing problems, not necessarily your film and what to do with it, but problems associated with that, with people that have information. What is the best way to disseminate it? How do you get people organized to do that? So that's an important part. Charles, thanks.
I really think the internet is critical for that. You know, I mean, the internet has such a reach. I mean, the media controls everything, and that's why the people of America have been brainwashed. But since we've got the internet, you see a reawakening of the American people because people can now be in contact with each other.
Absolutely.
The truth can spread.
Well, you know,
and the Internet's an incredible tool.
Well, you know, the New York Times just announced that within a couple of years they're going to reformat their newspaper. The reason why they're doing it, they're going to make it smaller, is because more and more people are reading less and less of the newspapers and they're going to the Internet.
That's right.
You know, and it's just a sign of the times. It's technology. Technology, you know, it changes. It changes all the time. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Sean in Texas. Hello, Sean.
How you doing? I just wanted to let you kind of stole my thunder. I was going to call up and let everyone know about those flyers that you could print up. I'm really excited about this movie. I hadn't got a chance to see it, but I have been online and have just explored and watched all the clips. There's links to interviews with Aaron Russo, which are really, really good. But I'm going to be donating, and I'm going to be printing up flyers and handing them out everywhere. I've got a bunch of other people that I have found that are in the truth movement that are going to be doing the same thing here in Austin. So,
with Sean,
just get
Sean,
enough people.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sean, I was just going to say, we have such a force of people out there. We may not have all the money in the world, but a few dollars and a little imagination can go a very, very long way.
I agree. I'm really excited because I've seen a lot of people. There's not that many people that I am in contact with that are in the truth movement, but there's some, and they're all real excited about this as well, and they're all going to be handing out the flyers and getting people to the movie.
That's what it's going to take.
See, that's the important thing. What we need is the people in the truth movement to be active and to have them bring in people who are not in the truth movement so they can learn.
I agree.
See, we need the activity of the people who already know the truth to bring in the people who don't know the truth to see the movie so they can get the education they need. You see, and them being entertained, because the movie's very entertaining. So not only do they learn, they're entertained, they're happy to see the movie. And then they go home, they start talking about it like, oh my God, I had no idea. So the people who already know, we need you to help bring in people who don't know.
Well, and Aaron had the thought to struck me.
Buy tickets to the movie theater and give them to people to go see this movie. Here's a ticket.
I was just going to say exactly that. I was going to say, you know, everybody's got their relatives that they think your cheese has slid off your crackers. You're always talking about weird stuff. We'll say, hey, you know, we're going to go out and have a bite to eat, and we're all going to go to a movie. Oh, goody. What are we going to go see? Freedom to Fashion. What's it about? It's the most earth-shattering film I've ever seen. I wanted to share it with you. Hey, people like free stuff. So make the commitment. Say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go see this movie. I'm going to go take five people. I don't care if you're the closest friends or your next-door neighbor you haven't talked to in the last 6 months. I don't care.
Exactly.
Drag them over there.
Hey, thank you both for doing what you're doing.
All right, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for your efforts out there, too. Bill in Texas. Bill, hi. How you doing?
Yeah, I was a little concerned because I was listening to one of the other hosts on your channel here, John, the other day, and he was saying that Mr. Russo was advocating no taxes for the wealthy. Can he expound on that or deny it for me? I plan on seeing the movie, of course, anyway.
Aaron, no taxes for the wealthy. When did you say that?
I've never said what I said was no taxes on your labor, anybody.
Yeah.
It was never about no taxes for the wealthy. I mean, the fact is that you own your life, you own your labor, and the Supreme Court has ruled on numerous occasions that the government has no authority to tax your labor. And that's what the movie's about. It's no taxes for anybody. Rich, poor, median. They can't tax your labor because if they tax your labor, you're a slave. And nobody's a slave in America. So the idea is to listen to the Constitution, to the Founding Fathers, which do not allow people to tax your labor. Any direct tax had to be apportioned and done by census. And all I'm advocating is go back to what the Constitution says, what it dictates. And the IRS does not do that. In the movie, I show the IRS commissioner saying...
Gentlemen, hold on. We went to commercial. We'll be right back.
Seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.